Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. While the U.S. Department of Justice has a varied and wide-ranging mission, its core objective is to protect the American people. Information and technology have an important and powerful role to advance, protect, and serve the DOJ mission. Faced with the challenges of increasingly frequent and complex cyber threats and an uncertain budget climate, information technology must adapt and transform to act efficiently, serve in new roles, and most of all, enable the department's components to focus their time and resources on unique mission-critical activities. What is DOJ's information technology strategy? How is DOJ keeping apace with transformative IT advances? And what is DOJ doing to build a future-ready workforce? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Justice. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back, Michael.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Melinda Balthrop. Melinda, welcome as always.
Thank you.
Joe, what is the mission of the U.S. Department of Justice? And perhaps you can give us a sense of its history.
Sure. The Department of Justice has a varied and wide-ranging mission. Its core objective is to protect the American people. The mission falls into four broad areas: law enforcement, investigation, litigation, incarceration. Department of Justice enforces the laws and defends the interest of the United States in accordance with the laws set forth by the United States. The Department of Justice protects the public from both foreign and domestic threats, provides federal leadership in prevention of crime, seeks justice for those who are guilty of unlawful behavior, and then ensures a fair administration of justice for all Americans. That's at the core what we do. The Judiciary Act of 1789 created the Office of the Attorney General, and it was set up as a one-person part-time position. And the workload quickly became too much for one person, and so they hired assistants and private attorneys. And then in 1870, that act officially created the Department of Justice and came into existence. That is still the 1870 Act is still the foundation of the department as we operate today. It's essentially the world's largest law firm and central agency for enforcement of federal laws.
And I'd like to get a scale of the operation you support. So how is the department organized, the size of its budget sort of, and the number of folks that work there and a geographical footprint?
It's led by the Attorney General. The department is comprised of approximately 40 separate component organizations. On the federal side, 114,000 employees ensure that the department carries out its individual missions of the components. And we're headquartered in Washington, D.C., but most of the work occurs in field locations throughout the country and overseas. The department's critical mission is supported by an annual budget of roughly $27 billion.
Joe, now that you've provided us with a sense of the larger organization, can you tell us more about your area and specific role? What are your responsibilities and duties as Chief Information Officer at Justice? How is your office organized? And how do your efforts support the department's overall mission?
As CIO, I provide leadership and oversight of the department's information services and technology programs in support of the overarching department mission. Specifically, I'm responsible for overseeing DOJ's IT resources, delivering IT services to senior leadership and senior management offices, and providing enterprise services across the department, protecting DOJ's information and information systems from data loss or unauthorized access. And then we have engineering and developing and brokering new IT services. And then I also lead things like radio frequency spectrum use, geospatial activities, and interagency law enforcement information sharing activities. The office, there's four staff boxes that report to me: service engineering, service delivery, cybersecurity services, and policy planning and management staff. In aggregate, there's about 250 federal employees supported by about another 750 contractors.
So, Joe, given your portfolio and the mission-critical services you provide DOJ, what are some of your, say, top three challenges you've faced, and how have you sought to address them?
Well, I think cybersecurity has to be my number one challenge, as I think it is with most federal CIOs. The cyber attacks are increasing in aggression, sophistication, bypassing a lot of traditional security tools. I'm really focusing on strengthening and making sure that our security posture is as good as it can be to defend against these attacks and protect our sensitive law enforcement, national security, and other government personnel data, as well as just helping protect the integrity of our mission systems. So that's our number one challenge. I think the recruiting and retaining highly qualified IT personnel is probably my second big effort. We are working with a complex hiring and process, and we've had a number of years where we had a hiring freeze. There's gaps in some of these highly technical areas with the private sector in terms of pay, and then there's the difficulty of locating folks with the right skill sets and the knowledge to really lead a transformation and modernization. And the last one I just close with is I think we have to operate in an uncertain budget climate, and in that uncertain budget climate, I have to continually look to improve the quality of IT services while driving down the cost of those services.
Along with the challenges you've described, what you do can also be full of unexpected surprises. What has surprised you most during your time at Justice?
I think I had to say the level of passion and commitment of the people I work with. With every opportunity, every job that I've had, and I've worked in the intelligence community and defense and with NOAA and then now with Justice, but they've all been very passionate. But It's great to work with people that are extremely passionate and committed to the job, because it makes it coming to work every day a real joy, real easy. It motivates everybody to work hard, and it's just tremendous commitment and passion for the work that we do.
Joe, could I ask you a little bit about yourself? Could you tell us about your career path?
I started off in the Central Intelligence Agency, actually developing optical equations for satellites. So it's been an interesting journey. Many different line and staff positions within the intelligence community, then DOD, and then over to NOAA. People say it was hard transition, going from the national security community to civil. It was, but it was a lot of fun, and had a great time there. And so 7.5 years at NOAA, and then the last year and a couple months with Justice. So it's been interesting.
Would you give us a sense of your leadership approach and management style, and maybe who has influenced you in your career?
Sure. Well, I've been very fortunate to have a lot of, I would say, great mentors who gave me their insight. So this is how I view things. I think there's a lot of different ways to define leadership. But from my perspective, leadership is getting people to follow you when the end is not visible or a positive outcome is not certain. I mean, if either one of those two conditions are not there, then it's management, right? Mm-hmm. I think, leadership style, for the most part, has to be situationally dependent. But I have five basic leadership principles, and I believe that these principles are very important to be an effective leader. First is know yourself, your people, and your business. Second is set clear goals and priorities and stay focused and very focused. You need to enlist everyone, equip your people, and reward the best performers. I think you need to act and make decisions on facts. And a leader needs to make decisions, because one of the worst things you can do is not make a decision. And then lastly is demonstrate the highest standards of conduct, integrity, and professionalism, because you're always on stage and you must be the example. As a leader, you can only control your time, how you spend your time. Do you allocate it to this project, that project? And the former NOAA administrator told me one thing. We had some time at an airport to waiting around for a flight, and he said he tried to spend one-third of his time on tactical issues, one-third on strategic issues, and one-third on the workforce. And that stuck with me, and I try to do that, because in this job, tactical will consume you. It will essentially, and you need to be able to carve some time up for focusing on the workforce, some time for strategic kinds of issues. My advice, anybody that wants to be out there on the point, is to be a constant learner. You got to keep abreast of the latest technology advancements and be open to new possibilities, alternatives, and options. Be sensitive to the culture that you're working in, because as I moved around the federal government, the cultures were all very different, and that'll be a kind of a pacing function in terms of how much change an organization can accept, how fast they can go. And lastly is take risks. The last two jobs that I've taken, I actually did not know anyone. I did not know anyone in NOAA when I applied for that job, and I did not know anybody in the Department of Justice when I applied for the job. And if you want to dive right in and see if you can lead, that's a great way to do it.
What is DOJ's information technology strategy? We will ask Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Justice, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.